It's not about the deadline. It's never about the deadline. It's always about the dream. It is the 13th of March, 8:16 a.m. My name is Mr. 2020, and you are listening to the Neville Goddard Podcast. Emma asks in our Facebook group, how do you do this when you have a deadline? We are car shopping. We don't have one right now. My husband is tired of having to arrange lifts to work. We found a car, but it's more than we want to spend. And it's a great deal, I think. My husband wants to buy it, or he said he's going to spend $1,000 on a car so that he has something to get to work. In remarkable this year, we've started the year devoted to exploring rational versus magical. And we live in a world where there's so much rational. Rational's like salt. It's useful. You need it for life. A little bit goes a long way. The problem is people are piling it onto their plate to the point where there's no room for food. And deadlines, they live in the world of the rational. Deadlines become dread lines. You might want to write that down. Because deadlines are all about what do you dread. You know, the electric bill's due on the 20th. I dread the thought of, like, it not being paid or losing the electrics or getting the best rate. See, rational will have you waste a lot of time. On the other hand, I just pay it. The moment it shows up, it goes on the desk. Within 24 hours, it's paid because I don't want it on my desk. The reason why I can do that is because I've devoted my day to my dreams. You're either going to be deadline-driven or dread-driven. Same thing. Dreadline-driven, or dream-driven. So here's the deal. Your husband wants a car. You do too. When I came to Australia, I didn't have a car. I didn't have a car for the first 2 years, I think. Couldn't bother buying one. Didn't go anywhere. Eventually, I bought a Volkswagen, which turned into a money pit. Got rid of that. And so I imagined up my next car. It started with a feeling. The feeling was like a controvertible, just something that I'd really enjoy driving. And I looked at controvertibles on Facebook, you know, looked at the car sales site, nothing really appealed to me. So I realized, you know, I was kind of forcing things. So I really nailed the feeling of, you see, here's what I enjoy. I enjoy getting top shelf things like steaks at ground meat prices. We've done that with two BMWs already. We've done that with flights around the world. Obviously, meat, single malt whiskeys, all kind of fun things. But this is just an identity, a concept of self that I play from. I used to have a concept of self that had me trying to meet dreadlines, or the guy that actually beats dreadlines again. I beat another dreadline. But let's get back to the dream. The dream was Tickle Belly Hill and my dog. Right? You know, being able to drive, you know, a car isn't a car. A car, in a symbolic level, equals freedom. A car at a symbolic level means freedom. It only took me about 20 plus years of working with people one-on-one to realize that. But here's the thing. Freedom. Not having to arrange lifts to work. Being able to jump in the car and go get a burger. Or a salad, whatever you're into. You're going to feed something today. Is it going to be your dreadlines? Or is it going to be your dreams? And the key with this is you got to get out of your head and you got to get into your life. The hardest thing for most people, by the way, is car shopping. Because what if you get a lemon? What if you get a car you don't like? What if you get a car that you don't like in a month? What if you get, what if? What if it costs too much? What if I paid too much? What if I paid too little and it turns out I got to put money into it? The head wants to own your entire life. For a lot of people, their body is nothing more than a device to move their head from here to there, from one problem to another. And your body of beliefs, your entire life, you came here to live, you came here to play. So how do you do it? You notice I'm not starting with a technique. I'm starting with a little bit of exploration. Stop and be still. Give thanks that you notice your dreams. Feed their fulfillment. When you feed their fulfillment. In other words, I imagine Tickle Belly Hill. My dog, my car. I wouldn't drive anyone else's car. I wouldn't drive Victoria's car that way. I've actually driven Victoria's BMW, I think, twice. Once in the driveway, once to or from the mechanics for a service. I can't remember. But I drive mine, she drives hers. She can drive mine. I just have no interest in driving hers. But I'll drive mine the way I want to. It's called ownership. My dog in the back seat, Tickle Belly Hill, taking it at a little bit of a reckless speed, having some fun. That's my dream. And when I surrendered to that, well, that's when I got my BMW for about half price. Go figure. Play is the way. If you got gold today, I invite you to explore more with us and explore with us more. Go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. We've got all kind of goodies there. Personally, I'm a massive fan of the live call recordings. If you like a little bit of swearing and a whole lot of caring, go to that live call section. We've got 22 thingy-doos in there. All kind of goodies. Anyway, NevilleGoddardStore.com. And there's lots of other goodies there, too. Another one of my favorites, the attitude of Abdullah. Because it doesn't matter if you got the technical right, if you don't have the attitude right. And then there's Abdullah's Secrets of Speed. All kind of goodies. So that's my invite to you. Emma, I want to thank you for your question today. Because one of the things you can do is you can imagine up a new concept of you. One that's more dream-driven. One that's not dread-driven at all. So imagine up something yummy. Maybe imagine up what you would imagine up if you had your car. Or if you had two cars. I don't know if you want to be a two-car family or not. Wouldn't that be fun? Imagine what implies that as we go into the silence. All right, the sun will come out for someone. You know, my Native American mentors, they talked about the songbird's song. They said, if you notice, and I never noticed this growing up. I did, but I didn't. They said, if you notice, you'll notice the songbirds sing before the sun shines. The songbirds sing a song of thanksgiving. That's why they equally space themselves out in the woods. That's why you can hear the cacophony of thanksgiving every morning before the sun rises. And according to my Native American elders, that's why the sun rose. You want to reveal the sunshine you are? The sun will come out for someone. Imagine more sunshine and smiles in your day. Have a lovely day. Dive deeper, soar higher. NevilleGoddardStore.com. See ya.